Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, the Health Information and Quality Authority has this morning published a report into Limerick Hospital Emergency Department and other areas of the hospital. HICWA published the report of its unannounced inspection at the hospital back in February. You'll remember previous reports on the hospital were very critical of waiting times and overcrowding. Well, for the latest, I'm joined on the line by Paul Cullen, health editor at the Irish Times. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Can you remind us what the report was looking at?
Yeah, as you said, this is a follow-up to previous reports by HICWA. It was an unannounced inspection of the emergency department in the hospital in Limerick and the wider hospital, which was done last February. And it follows up a previous report that was done in March 2022, and which was very, very critical. And that report, the earlier report, prompted a number of measures, extra funding from the government, promises of change from the hospital, and additional staff which were brought in. But if you remember last January, a critical incident was declared in the hospital because of the record overcrowding there. So effectively, this report is about seeing whether anything has improved.
Right. And what are the main findings of the report in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, the gross overcrowding is still there in this inspection report. It does say there have been some improvements, and that some reduction in waiting time and improvements in staff numbers. But it says that there's still a big mismatch between the massive demand for the hospital in the Midwest and its capacity. And effectively, that gets in the way of anything it does. The hospital was found to be operating at 105% capacity on the day the inspectors were there. There were 72 patients waiting for a trolley. There were 121 patients registered in the emergency department. That was 50% more than the planned capacity. And while the inspectors talked to individual patients, they were complimentary of the effort of the staff, but they described, as you might expect, they described the unit as noisy, the trolleys as uncomfortable, and said it was understaffed. One patient had been waiting 4 days for an MRI. Another was waiting 7 days for another test. The average wait time from the decision to admit a patient to admission was over 30 hours. In fact, one patient had been waiting 132 hours, which is over 5 days. So that's fairly similar to the findings that were made last year.
And does it set out any context as to why Limerick is any different from any other hospital? We've had the contrast made between University Hospital Waterford, where a certain plan would be put in place to clear those kind of waiting times, as opposed to Limerick, where those waiting times seem to persist.
Yeah, I mean, Limerick is the second busiest hospital in the country, it notes, and it's obviously one of the most overcrowded. The report notes the various measures that have been put in place to improve systems in Limerick. And I think there's perhaps a certain scepticism in the report, where it talks about the perception in Limerick that it's got an inadequate level of resourcing. But it says there appears to be a lack of a calculated plan to deal with the deficit that is claimed to exist. And it suggests that there's further measures are needed to improve patient flow and to make sure systems work better. And particularly, I think the solution, it seems to be suggesting that it may not lie within the hospital, or not only within the hospital, but also outside the hospital in terms of links with the community, with general, with GPs, and with other services, particularly for older patients.
Right, this is so primary care to divert people maybe away from the emergency department, and then step-down care, is it, for older people who may be waiting for an appropriate setting to be discharged to?
Yeah, that's beyond the scope of this inspection report, but that's the direction of travel. I suppose both of the measures which have been introduced. Now, there is a new 96-bed block due to open late next year or maybe the following year. And the government has since announced that a second one would be built, and that's planned for 2027. But the report says there's more efforts are needed to enhance efficiency. And as I said, to make greater use of those alternative care pathways, particularly for older patients.
Does it have anything explicit to say about the management of it? Because you say it had expressed some scepticism that this is a resource issue. Does it say anything about the governance or running of the hospital that, that could be improved?
Not on my first reading of the report. It makes suggestions about the better flow of patients and about operational system. And it does give credit to a lot of changes that have been made. For example, the additional resource of providing more nurses and doctors, more consultants in particular, has allowed for an on-site presence by consultants up to 8 o'clock. If you remember, a contrast was made, for example, with hospitals such as Waterford, where consultants are on-site until 11 p.m., and other hospitals such as Limerick, where they are not available on-site, although they are available on-call that late. Well, the additional staffing has now allowed for consultants to be in place up to 8 p.m. in the evenings during the week. But the report does note that many of the changes that have been made on foot of the report from last year have only just come into play at the start of this year. So it was fairly early days to see whether they were working or not.
Right, so which suggests there probably will be follow-up progress reports on that. Paul Cullen, health editor of the Irish Times, thanks very much for joining us. We're going to look at the Women's World Cup football excitement after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.